Wow, that was really good. Secret box. What's in the secret box? Very good. Secret box. This is not going to be a normal Easter message. Not at all. It's going to be a little bit different. We're going to look at what Easter provided, real briefly, by the way, if you're anxious or you need to go to the bathroom. Because what Easter does, it gives us access to something. It makes something possible for us that wouldn't be possible otherwise. Now, I want to just look at two words today, just two. That's all we're going to look at. And I want to unpack them a little bit. I want to make you think. I want to make you consider some things. And the words are transformation versus reformation. Those are the only two words. And I want to kind of, as I said, unpack them. Transformation is very different than reformation. It's light years away from each other. And hopefully you'll see what your focus is today before you leave in 5 or 6 minutes. Did I just paint myself into 5 or 6 minutes? And whether you're on target or not, because believe me, you're going to want to be on target with these two words. You really do. I thought I was going to get a guitar solo there. I was kind of anxious. Understanding the difference between these two words, it might surprise you a little bit. Maybe you think, I know what he's going to say. It's simple stuff, but it's really, really profound. So I want you to get it today, this Easter in 2016. Good chance if you do, it can produce tremendous freedom in your life. It can make you look at things totally differently. You ready? Want to jump in? Come on. Give me something. All right, thank you. Transformation defined. Let's start there, huh? A complete change. That's what transformation is all about. It's total change. It's undergoing a total change. There was a verse earlier that says, all things have been made new. Something is altered. Something outside of yourself happens to you that you could never do on your own. It happens from another source. Reformation defined is the act of reforming. We kind of all know that. Anybody here ever go to reform school? Don't raise your hand. Reform is removing faults that you've diagnosed and that you've found. It's ridding oneself of unacceptable behaviors or actions in your life. We all kind of get what reformation is. It's improving something, trying to make things better with effort and hard work. It's not a bad thing. Reformation isn't a bad thing. It's kind of a beautiful thing, actually. It's restructuring something. That's what reformation is. In other words, if we can just get things right, things will be the way they should be. Things will end up where it ought to be. For my marriage, for my waistline, for my budget. Just got to reform a few things, right? Thank you, ladies, for the laughter. So now what I want to do in a real practical, simple way, I want to take transformation and reformation in our spiritual context. I want to lay it out for you in a way I think you can understand it. I want to contrast them. Transformation means you've been altered by Jesus, or you fix yourself. You can turn this on low. We'll deal with the little hum so we don't die, Bob. In other words, when we say altered by Jesus, Jesus is the change agent. He's the one that brings about this transformation. This is a work that only Jesus can do. That's certainly what the Bible tells us and experience tells us. In terms of reformation, we got work to do. You got a little work to do. You need some more data, right? And you need some more action, and you'll reform. Another thought with transformation and reformation in mind. With transformation, you end up changed. Again, you're just altered. And this change is accomplished by Jesus, not you. It's all about Him. And of course, it's all about Easter. Or you conquer things. You white knuckle it. You grab on. You say, I'm going to take care of this. I need to make some changes. Has your wife ever told you, man, you need to make some changes? In other words, if change happens in my life, it's because of me. It's because I figure something out. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm thinking about you. I'm not going to be up here more than 5 or 8 minutes. It's because of me. The steps I take, the moves I make. Another way to look at it, in terms of transformation, is an inner change of heart. The Bible teaches that Jesus gives us a new heart when we embrace Him. Something happens inside of me when this transformation takes place. Or the list of do's and don'ts. You ever get some do's and some don'ts? Kenny? We all know there's some religions that live in the world of do's and don'ts. And if you abide by those do's and don'ts, you're doing good. And you will be acceptable to God. He can't say no to you. That is a lie out of the pit of hell. And please hear me. It is an absolute lie. When we talk about an inner change of heart, something's happened inside of me. The list of do's and don'ts is, I reform me. I conform. And therefore, I end up reformed. And reformation, if you will, becomes a part of my life. And I'm a better version of me in the past. One is all about Jesus, and one is all about you. Only Jesus can do the transformation that you need to take place in your life. Reformation is all about my effort. And it's not only necessary, it's demanded. What camp are you in? What do you believe in your life? One side, Jesus gets all the credit. The other side, look what I've done. Therefore, I get the credit. Now, bless you, whoever that was in the right back. Reformation is a noble goal. It sounds and looks good. There's nothing wrong with it. Reforming is beautiful. It's part of growing up. But it only reforms. It will not get the job done that you need done, most importantly. Transformation is what you want. It's what changes you. It's what Easter can do for you. It's what Jesus can do for you. And if you are new with us, let me be very clear that this is what you'll learn in this very room, week after week. You'll learn who does the transforming, and that you need to link your life up to Him in every way that you can. And as you grow close to Him, you'll understand more and more of what Jesus has done for you and how He has transformed you and made you different than you were before. And you don't get the credit. He gets the credit. And as you learn to do that, what you get to do is honestly love Him. Transformation is everything. Until transformation happens, reformation won't do anything. It may make you a better version of you, but it'll never produce salvation. It'll never get you into heaven. I don't care how good a person you become. You won't be in heaven. Now, when does this transformation happen? Well, when you find Jesus, you begin to follow Him, and then you work your way to falling in love with Him. I don't know at what stage along the process, but if you don't find Him, you aren't going to have it. If you don't begin to follow Him, how can you make a commitment to Him? You've got to decide that I want to be transformed by Jesus. And it's not a moment of time, it's a life. Bottom line is, reformation happens when one is transformed. And it's kind of from the inside out. Celebrating your transformation changes you. As you fall in love with Jesus, you want to do the right thing. You want to love more. I want you under that red umbrella. I really do. As a pastor, as a friend, it's the only place of safety. Get transformed. Don't just live the reforming life only, trying to get better. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, in my box, you're all wondering, right? I unhook that thing. Let's see. This is where I want you. Don't stop. Okay, go to work, you guys. Watch them. Okay, now I want you to notice, folks, the red umbrella was in their hand. Listen to me. It wasn't open till they unhooked it and pushed the button. So the question today is, have you pushed the button? Have you put yourself under this umbrella? Or do you say, I can handle it. I'm going to reform myself. I don't need to be transformed. I don't need Jesus' help. If you can only get desperate and honest in your heart, in your life, to say, I need what this represents. More than anything. You'll be changed. And Jesus does it. So get a red umbrella. I wanted to buy 300 of these. It was just too expensive, Mark. It was too much. My wife already is thinking, how much did those cost? And Jim bought 5 of them. Now, just for a moment, for fun, doesn't David look cool over there singing in the rain? Get your red umbrella. Start following him. Fall in love with him. Please, 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 let him have you and be transformed by him. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can meet here and try to honor you in every way that we can. Thank you for music and the way it touches our souls and these videos that climb into our brains and hearts. Jesus, we want you to own us. And I pray for every one of my friends, every man, woman, and child here, that you would help them move their life towards Jesus wherever they're at. And get convinced that they need you. And they need your protection. They need to be transformed by you. Let us go on a treasure hunt to be transformed in our life. We pray in Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for being here.
So shall Hosea.